The Future Lifestyle Pro Podcast. Yo guys, it's me, Matt C. It's time for revogging all the Matty Monday. Whoa, whoa, I wish it was Sunday. Whoa, whoa, fucking Sunday. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later a movie too. And then home. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Yo, that got rid of everyone. So, status games. I were in London last week. Me and my wife went to London to see Arcade Fire at the O2 Arena, which was great. Massive place. Really good night. Needed that break. Both of us. But I just love London. I'm fascinated by it. I'm fascinated by London. There's so much different stuff going on there. And I'm fascinated by status. And when you go places like Dubai or, I don't know, Harrogate, or you've got places where, like Ibiza, for example, you've got a lot of money there. There's a lot of, you know, there's nice fancy Ferraris and boats, and there's a lot of money. But when you go to London... And we went down, obviously Queen had died, so Caroline really wanted, she'd just gotten into Royals after watching The Crown, basically. So she wanted to go down to Buckingham Palace whilst everyone were milling around and, I don't know, I guess, mourning what had happened. Not that we're all really upset, but you know what I'm saying. We went down. And when you go down to London, it's beyond money. You know, in sort of places like around Buckingham Palace, like Mayfair. It's beyond money. Like places like Dubai, for example, like I said, there's a lot of money. There's more money than most of us could ever even dream of. But it's beyond money, places like that. It's power. You know, these people, money's never even been a thing to them because it's always been abundant for all the aristocracy for hundreds of years in the UK. So it's just power, and it oozes it. It can't even be anything different, and you feel it when you go down there. I mean, whether you like the Royals or not, I don't know. I'm not that bothered about them. They could disappear for all I care, but I get it when I go down there. And there is something to be said for having something that the governments have to look up to, you know, so they just don't get ahead of themselves. But either way, whether you're into it or not, institutions, they're so deeply ingrained in society that you can't really just get rid of them anyway. It's a simple decision to not like something like the royal family, but it's not simple to implement. It's not simple to just change the social order. It doesn't just happen like that. It seems like it's simple. It really isn't. We're talking hundreds of years. We'd never see the change. Even if we wanted to make a change, even if we tried overthrowing the government, the natural order would just still fall in line. I mean, bloody hell, every single time I've turned radio on, it's been depressing as God. It's like, goodbye, my lover, every single song's been just depressing. I mean, God, I can't wait till it's over, to be honest. And there's been pictures of, like the beer. I think there were a rainbow over Buckingham Palace, and someone like, oh look, there's a rainbow, and it's like, what? So that I'm sure that people were saying that about King Jong Il in North Korea. When he died, there were a rainbow over the place he died at. You know, it's not North Korea. She's just a person. But but humans, right? So, status. Where does status come into it all? Humans are so we're so socially wired, and we're so competitive, and we're so group pack orientated that we status is like so ingrained into us, we don't even realize it. Status is everything. Everything dictates what a human's behavior, and it's all tied to our status within our groups. So, for example, we think about it in terms of money. Like that person is obviously much more wealthy than me, so in society they're higher than me or whatever. But even status within groups is a thing. So if you're someone who, let's just say you're in a group and you're from like a sort of a council estate, like like me, and you're just like, fucking it, I hate rich people. Rich people can fuck off, taking all our money. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't be in this position, blah, blah, blah. But you have this sort of mini status game within your group of who can be the most, maybe the most vitriolic towards the wealthy. Within groups of academics, you have status games to see who can be the most academic and cleverest out of this group. Status don't just drive who's the toughest and who earns the most money. It drives everything within every single group of people, any given group of people. There's an immediate status game going on. Inventions are invented by people, but the reason why they invented the things is because they wanted to increase their lot. They wanted to increase their status within the group that they felt that they were a part of. Everything is driven by status. And I saw this video from Charlie Munger on Twitter. Charlie Munger is Warren Buffett's partner. He's about 98 years old. Very, very experienced, very clever man. Interesting if you ever get a chance to listen or read any of his books. But he says, greed doesn't. The thing that drives humans is not greed. We all think it's greed because we're all so obsessed with money. We think we're obsessed with money because it's not an abundant thing in most people's lives. Actually, what drives humans is envy, not greed. We're envious of other people, so we want more of it. So it's envy that drives human behavior, not greed, which I found really interesting. I think he's right. You tell me if you think he's right. Is it greed that drives everything? If money makes the world go round, what forces us to want to earn that money? Is it greed, or is it because we're envious of them, so we want to earn more money than them? Is it envy or is it greed? Are we greedy or are we envious? Because either way, we all want to climb up whatever social ladder that we're a part of. It's so deeply ingrained into us. It reminded me of a story. It's called How's the Water. It's really good. Read it. It's called How's the Water, I think. And there's two fish swimming along, minding their own business, chatting. And then another fish swims up behind them, and he says, "Morning, boys." And they're like, "Morning." And he says, "How's the water today?" And then swims off. And these two fish look at each other and go, "What the hell is water?" And these fish have no idea that they're in water because they've never not been in water. It's so part of who they are that they don't even realize that they're in water. Fish realize that they're in water last. That's like us with our status games. It's such an ingrained part of us that we don't even realize that we're doing it. But so the problem with it all is, as life improves, so as life has improved, so over the last couple of 100 years, we have better healthcare, we have better things, gadgets, things that make everything easier, health, blah, 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 blah. Everything is better almost in every way than it was 300 years ago. Everything. And I'll argue it to death. So if you ever want to argue it with me, let's get on here and do it. But as life improves, the division between people still remains. So no matter how much we try to improve the world and make everyone get along and blah blah, and there's the, you know, there's social media and there's different inventions that come along, the division remains. And it's because it's ingrained into us to have division. We want it because without the division, we can't climb up the ladder. We can't separate ourselves from the other people to get to the top of the tree, to be the king monkey at the top of the tree. There's a philosopher called Friedrich Nietzsche. And Nietzsche says, if everyone lives in huts, everyone will be happy. But if you build a palace next to the huts, all of a sudden everyone won't be happy. Okay, and what he's basically saying is, no matter how good we make the world, all the boats can rise together. We can have education better. Everyone earns more money now than they did 100 years ago. You know, there's way less poverty, blah, 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 blah. But we still envy the next man. If he's got a bigger tin hut than me, then I'm going to envy him. And I want that bigger tin hut. And that's just how we are. But what most of us do, what most people do, is they blame capitalism. Capitalism, you know, basically the way most people think of I think they're misguided with it. I think it's too simplistic to blame capitalism. It's like blaming the Illuminati. The Illuminati is way, it's a simplified version of the of what's going on. There's no Illuminati because it's just too simple. It's a simple thing to do for people who can't understand the complexity of what's going on, blaming capitalism. Just like blaming the Illuminati is for all the world's problems. You know, the reason why people blame capitalism, but we invented money because it stopped us fighting each other. We invented something to use to trade between each other so that I didn't walk up to you and club you on head with my club, boom, and then take your sheepskin off your back and walk off with your woman over my shoulder. It's like, okay, let's have this thing that we can both agree on and trade. That's money. That's a good invention, if you ask me. It stops violence, because before that, before capitalism and before money in general, which is a few thousand years older, it was just the biggest and strongest person always won every single time. Whoever's the biggest and strongest person wins. Now, the cleverest person wins, which I think is better for humanity, and which is why we've progressed, right? But blaming capitalism, for me, it's like you're blaming your own lack of status. Fucking capitalism. But if somebody offered you £1 million, you'd take it. You know, you people blame capitalism because they're blaming their own lack of status. And they're actually admitting their own need for status, if you ask me. Sort of a little bit of a you know, side note to that. But look, we all want a fair society. But should we diminish our potential? Should we try to appease the weakest of us all just because it's nice, it's the nice thing to do? Or should we follow the strongest people? You tell me, am I wrong? But I'm just saying it how I see it. It's human behaviour is one big status game. If you realise you're shit at something, if you don't like the fact that you're not as good, if you judge everyone, your life and everyone's life around you with how much money they've got, for example, and you think that you're shit, you've highlighted what you're not good at, so you get better at something else, or you get better at it. Learning where you're shit is good. There was a saying at school, I don't know how much of an actual saying this is, but it was, if you're not good at footy, you join a band. Now, if you realise you suck at something, we adapt. That's what humans do. We adapt. We adapt and survive, and we improve, and we create, and we figure things out. That's what we're good at. And I was shit at footy at school, so I joined a band. You know, and I'd never have joined a band if no one had told me I was shit at football. If everyone just kept telling me, no, you're great, Matt, keep coming, you're great. I'm like, no, I mean, I wish it. So I started a band. Status games. I mean, the chances of you being born at the right time in the right place to the right family who have the right knowledge in order for you to really get reach the top of the tree is so tiny. It's so tiny. But we can all leave the world better than we found it. All of us. We can all leave the world better than we found it. We might not all be the best capitalists, like people seem to be in London. But we can all matter in one way or another. But it'll take time, and people want it now, don't they? People want to matter now. But if you just matter to someone, and then you matter to someone else, and matter to someone else, and slowly things improve. And, you know, there were a post I did earlier on this week, but it all ties in. We need to seek discomfort. Because if we don't seek discomfort that we choose, the thing that we choose, you know, whether it's health, whether it's learning how to make money properly, whether it's, you know, anything, learning new skills to improve, learning to code so we can create a new program that's going to help people, whatever that is, we need to seek our discomfort. Because if we don't seek our discomfort, discomfort is going to seek us and be visited upon us later on in life anyway, whether we like it or not. Anyway, guys, thanks for watching. Love you. Bye. The Future Lifestyle Program.